Positive behavior support. Empowering well-being. Positive behavior support, PBS, is a transformative approach that empowers individuals facing challenging behaviors to thrive within their environment. One of the field's most influential and widely utilized models is the ABC model of positive behavior support. This model is applied across all age groups, providing a comprehensive intervention and behavior management framework. In this blog, we will address what positive behavior support truly entails, explore its guiding principles, and uncover its goals for providing meaningful support for individuals who face unique challenges. What is positive behavior support? Positive behavior support, PBS, is a person-centered approach designed to empower individuals, particularly people with learning disabilities, autism, and behavior that challenges to thrive in their environment. At the core of PBS is a commitment to understanding the individual's distress, the role of their environment, and implementing strategies to ensure their safety, happiness, and overall well-being. The essence of PBS lies in collaboration, working closely with the individual and their support network to foster inclusion, choice, participation, and equal opportunities. Drawing from person-centered values and behavioral science, PBS employs evidence-based practices to address challenging behaviors while promoting the acquisition of vital life skills. The adaptable approach emphasizes clear communication between various stakeholders involved in the care of individuals, including schools, families, and the community. It is also developed within a multidimensional framework, including environmental modifications, skill development, targeted behavior changes, and consistent positive reinforcement. The positive behavior support framework is structured into three essential stages: assess, manage, and prevent. This comprehensive model, developed in collaboration with the Care Quality Commission, CQC, facilitates the evaluation of service quality and effectiveness from the perspective of those utilizing services. The ABCs of positive behavior support. The ABCs of positive behavior support is a widely used behavior model employed in educational and therapeutic settings for individuals of all ages. The acronym ABC stands for Antecedent Behavior Consequence. It serves a primary objective of understanding and modifying specific behaviors. By closely observing what triggers a particular behavior and noting the outcomes or consequences of that behavior, this approach allows for effective intervention and behavior management. One example of the remarkable advantages of the ABC model is its simplicity and ease of recording. Data collection occurs in the individual's natural environment, enabling parents, caregivers, and educators to implement the approach. Equipped with this data, they can create customized plans to support children and adjust to meet their individual needs, promoting a better learning and development environment. However, the ABC model does have its challenges. It requires time and multiple sessions to accumulate enough data to identify clear patterns, and there may be instances where the model doesn't confirm or suggest that the target behavior directly responds to the antecedent. When faced with such complexities, involving a mental health professional for a comprehensive functional analysis may be necessary. At Nurseline Community Services, we work alongside our in-house PBC specialists to create tailored PBS plans, prioritizing the dignity and preferences of the people we serve. Antecedents. Identifying triggers and precursors. In the ABC behavior model, antecedents are essential elements, including many events or situations that may trigger a specific behavior. These triggers can be quite diverse, varying from obvious external factors to more subtle internal states or challenges. Identifying antecedents becomes crucial when examining behavioral observations using the ABC model, as modifying these triggers can lead to different and more desirable behavior outcomes. Antecedents can have both positive and negative effects on behavior. A negative antecedent triggers unwanted behavior, while a positive antecedent can influence and encourage desired actions. These antecedents can be further categorized into two types: setting events and triggers. Setting events encompass underlying factors such as health difficulties, changes in emotional states, activities, sensory experiences, or disruptions to the daily routine. These setting events may occur hours or days before the actual behavioral situation. Triggers, however, happen right before the behavior occurs, such as encountering a specific person, hearing a particular noise, or experiencing sudden discomfort or pain. Managing these antecedents proactively is a powerful way to prevent challenging behaviors. Strategies such as establishing trust, minimizing known triggers, involving the individual in discussions about triggers, and encouraging these strategies can all contribute to developing a more positive and effective behavioral environment. Behavior. Understanding challenging behaviors. Understanding challenging behaviors is crucial to effective behavior management, especially in care settings. Behavior charts provide care teams and medical practitioners a structured way to objectively record challenging behaviors, including the antecedents, behavior, and consequences. Thorough review and analysis of the recorded data are crucial steps in identifying effective strategies, which can then be incorporated into a comprehensive positive behavior support plan, PBSP. There is a range of behaviors that can be classified as either positive or negative. Positive behaviors benefit the individual or those around them, such as raising a hand in a classroom to speak, cleaning up after playing with toys, or wiping a table after lunch. Negative behaviors, however, such as throwing things, cause challenges for the individual and people around them. Consequences. Responding appropriately and supportively. Consequences are the outcomes directly resulting from the behavior being analyzed. While consequences significantly impact the individual, they aren't always immediately apparent. They range from additions or removals of items, activities, or interactions to how others react or respond. These consequences can occur immediately and later, leading to changes in feelings or sensations. Analyzing behavior consequences provides insight into the cause and effect relationship that influences the behavior being studied. Recognizing that consequences can be employed to encourage desired behaviors or reduce challenging behavior is essential. It's crucial to note that consequences can sometimes be misinterpreted or misused, and observing their effects on the behavior being tracked is essential in assessing their effectiveness, especially in reducing concerning or challenging behaviors. PBS practitioners and support teams can adapt, develop, and refine behavior support plans by closely monitoring and analyzing these consequences, leading to more positive outcomes. Principles of PBS. Positive behavior support follows several fundamental principles. At the heart of PBS is person-centered care, which ensures that the individual is the focal point of care, considering their overall life circumstances, physical health, and emotional needs. Upholding the rights and choices of the individual, this principle encompasses informed consent, confidentiality, and non-discrimination, emphasizing the incorporation of the individual's preferences into the planning process. Partnership is characterized by collaboration with the individual and their supporters, integrating various evidence-based approaches in a coordinated, person-centered manner. Also, a planned approach is essential, involving the creation of a clear and positive behavior support plan to establish shared understanding and accountability. The focus on being positive means emphasizing proactive strategies to prevent challenging behaviors and teach new skills that improve an individual's opportunities for a meaningful and independent life. These strategies can include environmental modifications, skill building, and structured routines. The principle of being purposeful emphasizes the importance of assessing the reasons behind challenging behaviors, which informs the development and implementation of effective positive behavior support plans. Lastly, being process-driven underlines a structured approach involving identifying, assessing, planning, implementing, monitoring, and evaluating data. This principle recognizes the broader responsibilities, including ethical and legal considerations, while prioritizing compassionate care. The goal of PBS. The overall goal of PBS is to improve the quality of life for individuals and those around them. PBS aims to provide proactive support to individuals and their families, facilitating a meaningful life without unnecessary restrictions. By offering timely and tailored support, PBS reduces the likelihood of challenging behaviors occurring. This approach draws from various methodologies, each uniquely suited to the needs of the individuals receiving support. These methodologies include the collaborative problem-solving model, trauma-informed care, and positive practice, among others. A well-crafted PBS plan features specific goals and objectives, integrating these methodologies to align with the individual's life objectives. Applying positive reinforcement is a powerful tool in behavior modification, rooted in the concept that individuals are more likely to repeat behaviors associated with positive outcomes and less likely to repeat those tied to adverse outcomes. Positive reinforcement is particularly effective for parents, as it encourages prosocial behaviors like sharing, following directions, and responsible behavior while deterring misbehavior. It can also motivate children to complete tasks like chores, get along with siblings, or complete homework without resistance. Consistency, setting limits, offering encouragement, and practicing kindness are fundamental to this method. Reinforcers can be internal or external, taking various forms like verbal praise, tangible rewards, social rewards, and activity-based reinforcers. Tracking and measuring behavior change involves assessing frequency, duration, latency, and magnitude factors. It's essential to recognize that behavior change requires time and can vary depending on the individual and the behavior targeted. Patience and consistency in applying positive reinforcement techniques and necessary adjustments to ensure effectiveness are essential. The importance of positive reinforcement cannot be overstated, as it boosts children's confidence, improves their engagement, fosters a sense of safety, and even contributes to the motivation and well-being of caregivers. Positive Behavior Support Plan. A positive behavior support plan is a document created to understand and effectively manage behaviors that challenge while strengthening positive behaviors. It also uncovers the underlying causes of challenging behaviors and equips caregivers with appropriate strategies and the right support. The foundation of a behavior support plan lies in a functional assessment, a process aimed at determining the function or purpose behind a person's behavior, often involving data collection to understand the contributing circumstances. This assessment informs the development of effective, individualized strategies and replacement behaviors that reduce the occurrence and impact of challenging behaviors while minimizing restrictive practices. The plan should include a range of tailored PBS strategies, emphasizing proactive rather than reactive strategies. Proactive strategies focus on meeting the person's daily needs and preferences, teaching appropriate communication and life skills. Who needs a positive behavior support plan? A positive behavior support plan is tailored for individuals who consistently exhibit challenging behaviors that significantly impact their daily lives. These plans can be designed and applied to adults and young people, with early intervention being beneficial. Addressing challenging behaviors early on is vital for the individual's well-being and the caregiver's ability to provide proactive support. Furthermore, students with learning disabilities, facing difficulties in academic tasks and social interactions, and individuals with mental health challenges requiring coping strategies and emotional regulation support can also benefit from PBS plans. These plans hold value for individuals who have experienced trauma, providing a safe environment for healing. Similarly, children with ADHD and autism benefit from structured support to help them navigate challenges and express concerns. Implementing the PBS plan is essential across all relevant settings where the individual spends time, including home, school, day services, and community activities. Consistency among caregivers and support providers is crucial for the successful execution of the plan. This consistency promotes the development of healthy ways of expressing needs and allows for adaptations or changes in strategies as needed. Nurseline Community Services applies PBS within its tailored care. Nurseline Community Services is committed to improving the independence and quality of life for every individual we serve, prioritizing safety and helping them reach their potential. Positive behavior support is an essential part of our approach. We collaborate with our in-house PBS specialists, the care recipient and their support networks, providing tailored care that prioritizes the individual's preferences and needs. Our teams recognize that people have diverse and evolving needs, and we continually evaluate our approach practices to ensure effectiveness. We firmly believe in person-centered care and promote the dignity of individuals, enabling them to pursue their passions and live a fulfilling life. Contact our offices in Bristol, Birmingham, or Gloucester to learn more about our commitment to person-centered care. Contact us today to learn how we support individuals and their families through our compassionate PBS plans. PBS Training. Nurseline Community Services offers comprehensive PBS training, which is mandatory for all clinicians. The training covers a range of critical topics, including an introduction to positive behavior support, the underlying theories supporting PBS, its benefits, and a deep dive into understanding and addressing behaviors that challenge. Our clinicians learn about the significance of excellent communication skills, how behavior serves as a form of communication, and the practical implementation of PBS strategies. The training also covers essential aspects such as developing positive behavior support plans, primary and secondary prevention strategies, and the importance of post-incident reviews to continually refine and improve the support provided.